Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Previously on Dungeons and Dragons.
Look, we got one of you's got a statue, one of you's a published author. All right, well, we've all settled up here. You've got your ring of going to hell, because that just sounds like a right good time that you're going to do on the weekend, doesn't it? It's been nice knowing you. I'll see you later there.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
All of you turn. Arnox, you have your ring back on. You slip it onto your finger, and you begin walking away from Squeaky McLemerson.
Are we ready?
Yeah, let's go to hell.
And I twist the middle part of the ring and it clicks into place.
And all of you, out of this plane. Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Tom Laird.
Yeah, that's me, he, him, and I am playing Flint Firebeard, who also goes by he, him.
And Amy Moore!
Yes, sir. I'm playing Thea Amastasia, she, her, as well as me, and Night Hunter, who is she, they.
And Carla Maxted.
Yeah, that's me, she, her, playing Lipsinky Pip Diggins, also she, her.
And Kyle Classett.
Hey, what's up, he, him, gonna be playing Varanox, also he, him.
Lovely to have you all back here. It feels like it's been quite a long time since, I mean, Tom had an interview the last time we played and then was promoted. So
yeah. It's been like ages.
It's so sweet.
It's like
Tom runs the government now.
Yep.
And
I haven't signed any paperwork yet, but yes, yeah. It will be happening shortly.
That would be good.
Yeah, it would be good. Yeah.
That's what you're working towards, right?
That's the one. Yeah.
Okay, great.
You're in charge of certain, press releases, so you can just kind of, well, we won't
we'll
go there.
The
story that I want to tell.
All right, we'll stop potentially getting Tom fired now. Where Tom won't get fired because it's behind a paywall is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. He can say whatever he wants over there. And we'd love for you to join us, too. And when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you, which is the exact opposite of being fired. And today's patron...
Are we hiring this patron? Hold on.
We're hiring them to be the sponsor for this episode?
In the episode. Absolutely. That's what I meant. But today's patron, you're going to like it. It's Bubbles Plip Plop.
Bubbles Plip Plop.
Bubbles Plip Plop.
Oh my God. Oh, thank you, Bubbles.
You know Bubbles Plip Plop.
Oh, like the back
Very
of my
familiar.
Hand.
Yeah, that if, Bubbles
Is that
Plip
the
Plop.
Connecticut Plip Plops or the New Hampshire Plip Plops?
Mm-hmm. Yep. All slightly related. Thank you, Bubbles Plip Plop. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And now, fuck it, let's play! There's an intense heat
and sound of like a droning buzz, like that you hear from above you as the seven of you are as fast as you can descending down these massive mile-long links of chain. Above you is a hell wasp nest. And coming out of the entrance to this wasp nest are six hell wasps pursuing you with the utmost anger, as you had just appeared and displaced a large section of their hell wasp nest. Let's take a brief moment, have a little quick check-in, and then roll for initiative.
Do I have all my hit points?
I mean, probably not.
I mean, no, you came back from your adventure and immediately spun the knob on the ring.
Oh, God, I'm such a knob.
Yeah, so right. No long rest for you.
Fine.
And traveling to hell, obviously.
Oh, well, Gael has all of hers, so okay. That's fine.
Hey, where did we ask him where he was going to send us?
To hell.
Well, I think we made it.
Then it did the trick, didn't it?
Are there not several different, sections?
It's a good call. If I look out over, the chain we're crawling down, are we on the right layer of hell?
How familiar is Varanox with Avernus?
I would think that, he has at least heard of it.
Sure. He summered there a few times.
Been to a conference, maybe.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, you look quickly down these chains and out. There is, off in the distance and up in the sky, are several floating wasp nests. The ground is cracked and flames and bubbling lava are shooting up and out of it. Down scattering the floor are skeletal remains of creatures. You can't exactly place creatures from this high up as to what they are. But, you look around and it gives a very distinct sense that you are probably in some section of Avernus, which is a very large plane of hell.
Well, if anything, we're going to be able to find our way to Thanatos from here. So, things on this layer may not be as challenging. I don't want to say that.
Are those giant wasps?
Oh, yeah, hell wasps. It's fine. You might be able to wrangle one and we can just fly them down.
Yeah, they're coming at us. They're coming at us. Can you move
faster? I can ride one?
Can you move faster? Move faster down the chain.
If you really want to try, although they are very stubborn and, hellish. So, right now may not be the best opportunity.
Let's roll for an issue.
Varanox, has this happened yet in this time where we go to that Hell Wasp Rodeo and there's those two, remember those two guys and they were joined together and then they were, I don't know if you remember, has that happened yet?
I want to say yes so badly, but I have not even met you yet.
Right.
Damn the nine hells I wish I had.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to try and check it out in the past future then, because you loved it.
Varanox is just quiet as he just kind of smiles and blushes as much as a green dragonborn can.
We got initiative rolls.
7 for Thea, 10 for Night Hunter,
10 for Varanox,
10 for Flint.
Ooh. tens across the board.
22.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God.
Are we even playing the same game as Carla?
I rolled a nat 20.
No.
So I wasted a nat 20 on initiative.
Sorry, it's just the first of many. That's all.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Grants has got a 10 too, hey? Tens all across the board. Tens for everyone.
So sorry, we are hanging from these chains.
Yeah. Suspended like a mile up in the air.
A mile
up in the air.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Which for us Canadians is couple kilometers.
2.2 kilometers?
No, that's pounds to kilograms.
Yeah. It's 1.2?
1.2. Yeah. 1.2 kilometers. 1.6. 1.6.
God, we don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, you guys.
Okay, this episode.
Canada is the weirdest place where we use imperial and metric for different things. So I don't know how many meters tall I am, but I do know feet and inches, but I don't know. But then I know kilometers. Anyway, Canada, am I right? Can I try to mass suggestion these wasps?
Yeah, tell me what the
you know, to tell them to, like, buzz off.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That was a hell of a joke.
Don't ever apologize for that.
Oh, behave.
On a failed save, it pursues the course of action you describe to the best of its ability.
Okay, does it have to speak the language you speak or understand?
It
said
does
language.
Have to understand me. They cannot understand me. I do speak Abyssal and Undercommon. Do they speak either of those languages?
Do you want to make a quick nature check to see if you know?
Sure, I do. That's a 10.
You know that they speak one language. You don't know if it's Abyssal or Infernal.
Oh,
I mean, it's hell. It's probably going to be Infernal, right?
Yeah, which I don't speak. So, I'm not confident in that. So, why don't I... Are they all above us currently?
Yeah, coming out of this this massive nest above your heads, proceeding down towards you at blinding speed.
Great. I'm going to cast Wall of Light.
Okay.
And it can be free-floating. So each creature in its area needs to make a con saving throw.
Okay. Are you casting it like where they are, or are you giving a buffer between you and them?
I guess if they're moving quickly, what I would want to do is put it kind of more in front of them.
So that they hit it.
So they fly into it and then maybe depending on their speed, stay in it for longer.
Okay. Half of them got an 11. Half of them have a 17 for the con.
Okay. Well, it is a 17, so it beats. So they are all going to take... I don't even have 48 radiant damage.
Okay.
Which is only 16, so a pretty bad roll.
But 16 across six different creatures. That's
insane. Yeah, that is actually amazing. Yeah.
And it's blinded for 1 minute.
Oh, that's relevant. Yeah.
Maybe they'll
it can make a con
everything.
Save at the end of its turn to end the blindness. If it ends its turn still in that wall, it's going to take another 48 damage.
Awesome. Okay. It is their turn. They are blinded. They are, like, they hit it and they're stunned back. They can't exactly see, so they don't know which way to go. They're going to try and just keep going the way they were going and proceed into it again. So they take more damage, 48, you said?
You betcha.
For each of them?
I guess every creature in, every creature that ends its turn in the wall's area.
Okay, so tell me how it looks when six hell wasps explode in a fiery wall of light.
Yes.
I think just like classic porch bug zapper style where it, and then like, and you can hear it. It's like quite audible and there's a bit of a scent in the air of that burning as well.
It's a kind of a sweet bacony scent that you get off of them, as opposed
kind of
to
delicious.
Like,
surprisingly delicious.
Exactly. Well, congratulations! You've defeated my hell wasp puzzle. You can proceed down the
with
chain.
One move.
Yeah, the 48 extra damage really, really threw that one. That's okay.
That was awesome.
Everybody, now
sorry.
That...
Sorry.
No,
these
that's
are
okay.
very high-level characters.
I love
I
it.
Lean over to Thea and I go, I'm glad she's on our team.
Oh, absolutely. She's terrifying. In the best way.
You all make it down to the ground. Everybody make a constitution saving throw, please.
Oh, now it's Flint's time to shine.
Lee.
25.
30. for Night Hunter. Sorry.
30?
Yeah. She's got a con of 13. Oh, hold on. No, sorry. Yeah, saving throw?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
I only have a plus 10.
Oh, Thea's got 21.
Lipsinky has an 11.
Well,
11.
Lipsinky, you get a plus 4 because of my aura, so 15. And Russ, is this a magical effect?
It's a hell effect, not necessarily a magical effect. Yeah, but it's an environmental, really.
Then that puts me at a 14.
Okay. Oh, Grancis too, right? He's there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's there.
Grancis got a.
Grancis
got a 2.
Hmm. Oh no.
Grancis.
Well, he's kind of an old guy. He just had to climb down that whole chain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to roll do we want to roll for Donnie? How do you want to handle Donnie in this?
Well, he's in my pack right now. So does this affect him if he's not like?
Is
been
there
physically...
like a like an igloo lunchbox like cold liner in your bag?
Negative. I will roll for Donnie.
Okay.
5.
Okay.
I don't know if he has any bonuses.
We're gonna say to keep Donnie alive. We're going to say that Lipsinky and Grancis are going to take 2d10, essentially fire damage.
Jesus.
So that's going to be only 7, but also all three of those characters are going to... Oh, no, you were 14 as well, weren't you?
Yes.
You're also going to take that 7 damage, Varanox.
All right.
And all of you are going to sustain 1 level of exhaustion.
Oh, yay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hooray.
You feel more winded, I guess we could say at this point, once you reach the ground. You look around and survey your scene. There's high hills all around you. You look to where you could, you know, hope to find a sun, and there is none. Which way do you want to go? How do you want to proceed? What do you want to do?
All very good questions.
Yes, very, very good questions.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Well, I'd like to be more help, but I really haven't entered this way, so kind of going to have to figure it
out. Yeah, I mean, I sort of figured this is kind of like I'm here. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to fight, but, like, it's kind of your guys' whole thing. So I thought you'd probably have, like, I was sort of planning on taking a more, like, not a leadership role necessarily in this whole saving the world.
The back seat.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I was going to say subservient, but I could not. I absolutely was not going to say that to them. No.
You should not.
Don't say that word.
Never.
No. Lipsinky bows to no one.
Yeah, we'll definitely be of use once we, like, get there.
But until we get there, we're all in the same boat, I'm guessing.
Yes, but
which is hot as hell.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Okay, well, let's, I don't know. Can I look around? Like, does there seem to be like a, you are here, map?
No, there's not. And as previously mentioned, there's high hills all around. You seem to be in like this domed area. And above you are several
hell wasps.
Chained down to the ground as if they are floating hell wasp nests, which you see up high above you, more hell wasps coming to and from the various nests around you.
Perhaps we do not aggravate those insects.
I can get on board with that.
Yeah, 100%. That seems like a great strategy.
That being the case, if they're flying up there, if we want to get advantage point, get a view of what's outside of these mountains that we're inside, perhaps we try to move as stealthily as possible.
And quickly. Let's just choose a direction and go.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Give me a forward, backward, left, or right.
To the right. Right is always right?
Or there you left go. Is always right.
Oh, God.
No.
Left is always left. That doesn't make any sense.
Everybody give me a stealth roll. Kind of trying to find cover as you're going, as hell wasps are passing above.
17.
18 for Night Hunter. 13 for Thea.
5.
5?
Are you singing as you go?
Complaining about the heat.
My first one was a 24. My second's a 22. I have disadvantage on stealth rolls.
Oh, me too.
Hence the 5 for you.
I rolled a 19 otherwise.
I have a +6, but then I have disadvantage, so...
So Grancis and Varanox are walking together, telling stories of days of old. You know, times down in the abyss that they can really just reflect on and relate to.
Well, you remember that time when you stuck those pince-nez things in my eyes?
That sounds familiar. That's a tried and true trick of the trade. So, you know. Did I heat them up?
Oh, yeah, they were scalding. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yep. Sometimes I forget that step, and then, you know, well, it doesn't cauterize.
Then you're just wearing glasses.
Then you're just wearing glasses. Yeah. But
it's a good point. Good point.
But if you heat them up, then it burns your eyeballs.
Sounds awful. Yep. Can you guys keep it down?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Everybody's walking a little bit ahead, trying to
get away from
distance.
These two.
Yeah.
Just in case they get swooped by wasps, we'll be like, not with them.
Varanox, what's your passive perception?
That would be a 13.
Okay. As you're telling stories, you step in like this. You crunch down into what sounds like something organic, and you look down at your feet and find that your boot and up your leg is covered in this black ichor material, and it looks like you've stepped in some sort of like egg sack.
Hey, whoa, watch out!
Oh, it's kind of scoop out a little bit of it and be like, I stepped, there's something under the sand. Oh, God. Run. We need to run.
Okay.
Where are you running?
Book it.
And I just point upwards back at the nests.
Oh, don't. Yeah, no, go.
What'd you do?
Nothing. It's fine.
Varanox, roll percentile dice, please.
All right. That's a 2.
So only 2 come down.
That's exactly correct.
I mean, to be upset.
That's the it's fine. You're fine. It's okay. Everybody tears off running in the direction you're going, and you're making your way up this mountain. And you look back briefly, anybody in front of these two, and you see that Varanox is trying to like shake off and like rub off what this slime that's all over his hand and leg now. And you make it up to the top of this mountain, and you turn around, and as you're all catching your breath and hiding down behind this alcove, everybody looks, and Varanox's hair, well, he doesn't have hair, his eyes and scales have become... roll a d4, please.
You got it. That's a one.
Sexier.
Have become this patterned, mottled blue, red, and yellow.
It's a bit of a different color scheme.
What happened to your face and body?
I did not know you could do that. Can you always do that?
I mean, the powers of the Dragonborn are unknown to many, including those... I'm sorry, I'm not even going to try to keep up the charade. I have no idea. I touched this stuff. Here, and I kind of wipe some on Flint.
Cool.
That's chaotic of you.
Lipsinky is delighted with this. So
Thea
funny.
Takes a step backwards.
Flint, roll percentile, please.
Okay.
You totally got him.
Oh, I don't know if that's probably.
I don't know if this is like nice. Like, you know how we're nice now, but it sure
yeah.
was funny.
Number one, ew. Ew.
I mean, I feel fine otherwise, and I don't think it's a problem that I
know. 41, Russ.
Can tell.
Discussing how you probably shouldn't do that. Flint's trying to rub it off. And then you look back at Flint, and you see that his skin, where he's trying to, where it was placed and working its way out and across, is now becoming scabby.
Oh, Flint. Ew, Varnox.
I'm sorry. I start wiping it on the ground, like trying to get it off my hands.
Let's try not to actively like destroy our whole situation here. I mean, we have to fight orcas, you guys.
So Flint, your skin is being covered. It will be covered entirely in scabs eventually, rather quickly. You gain a plus one to your AC, though.
Oh, all right.
But you lose two to your charisma as long as this
scab
is.
Skin mm-hmm. is not,
I guess, not sexy. Yeah.
Agree to disagree, but whatever.
So feel free to keep track of that until you find a way to get rid of it.
Okay.
Or maybe you won't, because this high AC, low charisma lifestyle might work for you. I don't know.
Does it hurt?
I mean, yeah.
Oh. Does yours hurt?
No. I feel, again, totally fine. I think merely cosmetic. And may be great because... maybe now I won't be recognized as easily. This is perfect, actually.
It is not perfect. You are supposed to be a guy who knows orcas, who gets close to him. That is something that is beneficial.
Right. That's a very good point. I'm glad somebody remembers these things.
Yes, you did the wrong thing. Feel shame and disappointment with you, like everybody does to you.
Okay. I'll work on the shame part. That doesn't come easily these days.
Hey, who's that over there?
Stop yelling.
I'm drawing attention to the man peeing into the hot wind.
You turn and you see, first, there's this two-wheeled, it looks like organic sort of kind of machine. And behind it, next to this large rock, is what appears to be a humanoid male. What appears to be some sort of humanoid creature peeing into the hot wind. He is a slender elf-like figure. He's got long red hair. He's got like this wooden twisted crown on his head, and the greenery from the shoulders down his arms, and a long blade at his hip. And he's just whistling and singing to himself as he pees into this hot blasting wind that's coming up and over this mountain towards you.
How does he do that with not holding on to? His hands are in the air. How is that?
I don't know. Every time I try that, it just splashes back.
Mm. terrible.
Okay, you guys, now we're just staring at him. We have to, should we say something? Is this, do you guys know him?
Russ, can I roll, I don't know, history? To see if I like.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Famous not? Jim Bob is, constantly, is this you know, well kind of known for peeing into the heart of Avernus Wind.
I want to meet the followers of this god.
I rolled a one, so.
Yeah, you recognize
him. Guys, I think he's peeing. I think he's peeing, guys.
The figure turns and looks over his shoulder, and he has this unnerving smile on his face.
The Russell special.
Hi! Hi! Pleasure to see you here. Excuse me, one moment. Just needed a quick break there. I saw you running away. I thought I'd wait here because you were coming this direction. Ooh, what's happening? How you doing down here?
I mean, I'm covered in, like, scabby blisters. Not great.
Yeah, you touched the ichor, did ya?
Well, I didn't.
I did. I
look
put
over
it on
at Varanox.
Oh, yeah. Don't touch the ichor.
Thanks.
What do you know about the ichor specifically?
Oh, well, if you touch it, it turns your skin into all sorts of weird weird contusions, can make your bones brittle, can really just wreck your day. There are fixes for it, but unfortunately I don't have any of those. It's not part of my trade, that's for sure.
But, like, you know what the fixes are?
Yeah, they're potions. They're all sorts of things that are available.
And what is your trade?
I am one who spends a lot of time down here really bringing people together.
So, like a matchmaker?
Matchmaker. Yeah, let's make a match. Find you some time, catch you. No, you don't want to be caught. You don't want to be caught down here. And at that, you hear like a rumbling sound down the mountain, the way you're currently walking. And you see more of these machines that are similar to the one that's in front of you. So much larger and some of the similar smaller ones, like tearing across this hellish landscape. And out over that landscape, you see a giant twisting river cutting through the entire scene before you.
Are you playing some sort of tag game?
Am I playing a tag game?
I don't know. You said don't get caught.
Oh, well, no. If you get caught by any of the gangs, the war bands,
The street youths?
Yeah, the street... Oh, watch out for the street youths.
I hear the backwards baseball cap kids are back at it again.
They are the worst. But they will take your soul. And then you'll be stuck here forever.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And you do not take souls?
Well, I deal in souls. But not in the strict sense that I'm trying to keep people here. I mean, I was left here some time ago.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a real sad story. My adventuring group was coming down here to try and right wrongs, try and see new things, try and get out of the Fae and into hell. And then when it was like time to leave, I got stuck and left behind. And they left. So now I'm here.
Did your group have like a cool name?
Well, names are the hardest thing to come up with for any group. So we gathered for several years and tried to come up with a name. And eventually we tricked some other group into naming us the Really Cool Friends. The Really Cool Friends of Hell. Because we were down here for quite a long time. So we decided to associate that with our home base. Yeah. Yeah. But they found a way out.
Well, speaking of names, what's your name?
You can call me Smiler.
And what did you do to betray your friends to have them leave you here?
Betray? I didn't betray anybody.
Well, if they were your friends, they wouldn't have just left you here,
I
surely.
I told you, I was trapped, I was left,
oh, sorry,
I was
Smiler.
Thought for dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So no hard feelings. They thought you were dead. You do not stick around for a dead teammate. You just leave.
I mean, you could at least check a pulse, right?
Well, when you are running for your life and soul, do you?
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. I guess being trapped down here for what seems like an eternity is my fault.
That is not what they say. Just that perhaps we can bring you out with us.
Oh, you want to be? You want to take me out with you?
Do you have soul?
Of course I have a soul.
Well, of course.
They haven't caught me.
Unless you're wanting revenge against those who left you behind.
No. Wait, yes? Sure? No.
Do you?
Yes? Which is the right answer? What are you? You tell me more about yourselves, and then I will tell you if I want revenge or not.
I sell you something, you sell me something.
Okay.
I sell you revenge against the people who left you here for an eternity of hell.
Right.
And you sell me information on the best way to get to Thanatos.
Oh, you want to get to Thanatos? That's a long journey. You got to take the best way out is the river. Is the river Styx.
That's the same river. It flows all the way up here, too.
Yeah, no, it goes all the way from the material plane, cuts down through the hells, and then eventually finds its way down into the abyss, the lower levels, you know, the sub-basement of existence. But you want to go there, so that's a really great place. It's like it's a holiday getaway.
There you go. You understand.
So is there like a boat?
Yeah, of course there's a boat. You have to pay to get on the boat. You've got soul coins, yes?
No.
He reaches into his pocket and flips a coin and it like glimmers this red color and lands back in his hand. Yeah, soul coins. He kind of shows it in front of you. There's this image of a screaming face on it. And as it passes near you, you hear like this echoing cry that comes from it. And he tosses it back in his pocket. Yeah, it's the currency down here. It's how you get anything done.
That's horrifying.
Well, it is hell.
Yeah, I guess. When in Rome.
Did you research before you took the tour guide? Like, even, like, what's the temperature in hell, like, this time of year?
It changes yearly?
No, it's always the same, so
I just figured it'd be hot.
Yeah, no, I'm just asking, you know, information of how much you did to prepare for coming to hell. Like, it seems like you could be stuck here for a really long time unless someone decided to help you.
Well, we would make it worth that person's while, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Especially if the person had soul coins they could help us out with.
No.
And maybe come along with us?
Oh.
Yeah.
And that way we could ensure we get them out.
But you're going to the abyss.
And if that person wanted, like, a world to be around when they left hell, that might be a good reason to help us, too.
Truth.
Mm.
Very good.
Let me think. A world left to possibly get revenge. Could have a fun, like, little tag-along journey.
Could be fun.
Yeah, it could be fun.
We have snacks.
You've got snacks? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Well, snacks are better than most of the food you find here. The water is hit and miss. A little sour. A little, like, sulfuric. Like, burns the nostrils.
Thea holds up a bag of chips. That's right. They've got potatoes. They've figured out chips.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. It's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, hanging out with you in the middle of the middle. That's where we like to hang. I'm producing this late and getting it to you now. I mean, it's only late if you're expecting it at a specific time. I think it showed up right when you needed it. Whatever you were doing just before this, and you saw that Dungeons & Dragons had a new episode, I bet you, I hope, that it made your day just a little bit brighter. I also hope that you were having just a great day, too. We're back in the regular story. We're making sure you're getting your regular episodes. We're getting caught up on a lot of Patreon stuff. Yes, we fell a little bit behind. Life is busy, and we want to make sure that we are doing the best for you Carla stepped in to help on some dialogue editing. She's also helping with the newsletter. Have you signed up for the newsletter yet? Dumbdragons.com. You go there and you can. It pops right up if it's the first time you've been there. If not, go to the contact page. Give us your email and you get a sweet, sweet newsletter. Carla packs it full of so much stuff and it's a great time for everybody involved. We've got a couple days left on our Patreon special offer, which if you sign up for an annual membership, new or upgrading, you get 2 months free. Or if you come sign up for us for any amount, you get a whole bunch of stuff depending on what tier you're at. At the $5 tier, you're going to get access to hundreds of hours of bonus content, like literal hundreds of hours of bonus content. There's hangouts with us. There's, as you move up in the tiers, there's more hangouts with us. Tonight, as I'm recording this, Carla and Tom are doing book club with some of our patrons. They picked a book a few months back. Everybody read it. They're all having a great time talking about it. I just saw some chatter in the Discord as I'm recording this popping up, and everybody's having a wonderful time. So we hope to see you over there, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And now let's get back to this hellacious episode that is, I think, this is actually really, really fun. Less hellacious because I miscounted challenge ratings. You know how it is. It's whatever. We're just here to have a good time. Okay. You have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Bye now.
One chip for a soul coin.
One chip for a soul coin? No. You might as well try and kill somebody else and get their soul coins. But that's not going to happen. Not with me.
We don't want to kill you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
So where can we get soul coins?
Well, you could trade for them to with somebody other than me, because I don't want to give my soul coins up. Just in case your plan goes south, I need to have some currency to be able to get to and from and deal with my own accord and affairs. You got to travel the River Styx, right? So they probably don't want to see you going that way. So there's one problem that you two have, and he points to Flint and Varanox, is that your appearance appears different.
They can all tell that you touch the ichor.
So, I mean, you might want to fix that before you leave.
What happens if we don't?
Well, your friend here is covered in scabs for eternity. Or until he dies. And you...
We'll call that option B.
I guess you really don't have the worst I've seen. So, if you live long enough, maybe it will just continue to be this rainbow speckled thing you got going on here. That's kind of cool. Kind of got a peacock vibe.
A little bit. I bet a few sheddings, it'll be cleared up. Now, are you saying that if we leave here without resolving these issues, they're permanent and nothing can be done once outside the realm of Avernus?
I haven't left to test. Most people perish.
You haven't left to test, so what changed about you?
Well, nothing visible.
Oh my god, that's why he didn't have to hold on to pee.
Are you saying he got a floating penis? Or what are you... Was that what happened? You got ichor on your penis and then it started just floating? Because that's quite specific.
You spend enough time in Avernus, you try a lot of things.
I'm going to believe that to check out. Now, as far as these magnificent contraptions I see rolling around and here in front of us, and you said we have to pay somebody on the boat. I imagine you're talking about the ferryman.
Mm-hmm.
What if we made our own boat?
You could try. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I've seen many people put together a boat and head out on the river, ne'er to be seen again.
Because they made it out?
Hey, that's right.
No, the boat sometimes comes back.
But they didn't need it anymore, so they got off?
Yeah, so you try and travel the river, and you end up here, you end up there. You probably don't end up anywhere you want to be. It twists, it turns, it moves between planes. You end up in some sort of Yinogu temple. You're eaten by this giant,
No.
The Gnoll.
Gnoll. Yeah. Yeah, that one.
That does not sound good. I do not want to do that one.
So ferryman's kind of the only way. You need a tour guide.
They're your best bet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So finding soul coins. So if you want to fix whatever you have going on, or if you're cool with the colors, there's the Wandering Emporium that I could take you to go see Mahadi, and he might be able to set you up. But again, soul coins currency, so maybe you want to find some of those too. There's some folks who hang out in the Styx watchtowers. They often have a few floating around, you know, for hitting the town. You take them out, you take their coins, then you got currency for the boat, you got currency for your what ails ya. And then not only would you take out everything in the watchtower, they probably wouldn't shoot at you with anything, because you don't look like you need to be traveling the River Styx.
Watchtower first?
I think it sounds like a solid plan.
Yeah.
Do you want to come with us? You can have all of our extra soul coins that we don't need.
Oh.
And this bag of chips.
All right.
Literally just got to drive us there.
Sure. Yeah. Everybody hop. Oh, there's only a couple seats. That's okay. I'll ride really slow. One of you can each take turns. Or we can go get a war machine. That could be really fun.
Are they bigger?
Yes. You just have to take one out. Like, take the people off of it. Remove them.
Oh, how many people are in them?
Yeah, it could be one. Could be seven. Could be...
How often is it one?
If you're looking for a big one with some room to play, it's not likely that there'll just be one. There could be several.
And how far is the guard tower? Like, do we need a machine to get there? Can we just... kind of plod along till we
walk and not, you know, not draw attention to ourselves.
He pulls out a binocular telescopic device.
Looky-loo.
This is slightly different than a looky-loo. Looky-loo is a singular. It's a monocle.
Monocle.
Pulls it out and kind of just moves along the river and says, "Right, there's one. There's one down there." It shows it to you and points it out. It's a fair ways down there. Probably take you a day or so to travel that far. But if you don't get lost, you should be able to make it just fine. But war machines, you could get there in a couple hours. And there goes another group right there.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with y'all, because I'm working on that part, honesty. I want to take out a war machine.
I do kind of want a war machine.
I mean, it sounds pretty cool.
I mean, Lipsinky?
Oh, I mean, obviously, like, death and chaos is kind of like, I'm pretty cool. Into it. So I'm trying to stop with that, but my instincts are still, yeah, obviously, let's steal a war machine.
I mean, I want to double check with the people I've joined up recently. I mean, mostly devils, untoward people. There's nothing wrong with a little chaos, right? When it comes to people here?
Yeah, this wouldn't be frowned upon, right? These aren't people that we need to, like, protect and save and blah, 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 blah. Just more of a...
I think this might be a moment when your penchant for chaos and destruction might actually come in handy. I mean... as long as it's always working toward the goal of defeating Orcus and saving the world, I say go for it.
Oh, so this is such an important clarification. So I just want to be clear. We can kill and destroy and cause mayhem as long as, like, your side says it's cool.
Well, as long as it's working toward the goal. So, like, don't, like, go out of your way to murder people where it's not going to benefit the cause. But don't just go ahead and murder people and say it's in the name of. Because that's
fucked
up.
Killing in the name of.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah, because we're not in the name of. We just don't want our world to be destroyed. And you know what? If you've got to kill a few people and steal a war machine to make sure that we do that timely, then let's do it. Unleash the beast!
Put your penis back in.
Sorry.
How do you have to pee this much?
Here's the thing. When you drink some of the water, sometimes it just runs right through you.
I think that's called giardia.
Oh, there's a name for it. Yeah, that seems to check out with how they run things down here. They wouldn't give you just clean water. It's probably got just floaties in it. It's contaminated. It's like it's been sitting out all day on a kitchen table and no one will touch it because it's just the worst.
It's true facts. Bedside table water? No, thank you.
Oh, God.
If it doesn't have a lid on it, it's likely contaminated. All right. Okay. Well, here comes another. How do we know it's a good one?
Okay. So do you want, how many of you are? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then if I'm coming, we'll see about that later. But there's 8 total, but judging by the size of the bag, you've got somebody hiding in your bag?
Maybe.
Neither here nor there. Maybe they shrunk down because they also stuck the acre. I don't know. I don't know what's in your bag. But yeah, what I'll do is I'll create a diversion in front of this. Oh, so do you want, if you want to fit 8 into one single one, we can get either a couple smaller ones that can fit 4 and 4, or we can get like one of those scavengers. You look down and it's got this slanted hood to it with these huge like bone tooth spikes coming out of it with this giant grabbing claw out the back, or one of the demon grinders coming around the corner and it's got like this huge maw of teeth on the front that's like moving up and down and this massive wrecking ball hanging off of the back.
I want demon grinder.
Yeah, the demon grinder is the good one. They're a lot of fun to ride around.
Are there any war machines with one of those doof warriors on them?
Yeah, sure. We could wait and see if there's a roaming group of bards hanging around.
That is unlikely. Gross. Bards die first.
Of course.
Yeah. Any of you bards?
No.
Spit on the ground? No.
Oh, I thought about it once, but I couldn't play an instrument.
Well, that's too bad for you. You're probably going to die first.
Because he can't play an instrument?
I did die first the last time.
And the first time.
And the first time. I've died again and again and again. So it's new. It's old hat for me.
All right. Well, I mean, that one looks good. It's got like teeth and a wrecking ball. And
Those grindy saw blade wheels really just tear up the earth beneath you.
So what are we talking about? Is there... So let's say worst case scenario, there's like 8 of.
Yeah.
What's driving that thing?
In the one, there's probably gonna be some madcaps. There's probably gonna be some just your standard demons. Might be a red cap, like helm in the wheel, because they've got a little bit more. They're still wild and just like ready to party, but they can handle the, when it comes time to tearing up and getting away, they've still got it in them.
Okay, we are all people on our people legs. How do we get one of these?
Well, so we're gonna have to go down the mountain. I will go ahead. He pulls out his binoculars again. And looks down and says, I might know them. I could just get them to, you know, separate off from the rest of the crew and just kind of pull them over and see, just give them like a, hey, what's happening? You sneak up behind and jump them.
Okay, now you know these people. What's to say that you don't tell them that we're there and then they kill us?
Why would I do that? We have become the best of friends. You've seen me pee twice. Three times now.
Oh, God. How do you make a soul coin?
The soul is captured into a capsule, and then you take it to the bank, and they put it into the coin.
Okay.
But likely, everybody carries them. So you dispatch of them, knock them out, put them to sleep, kill them, and then you can take their soul coins.
And also their souls to turn into coins?
Well, their souls just, if you kill them, the souls leave and they're just floating around and people capture them.
So we could
just
a
coin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there like a bank nearby? Can we just rob a bank? I'm just looking.
You
want to
rob a bank in Avernus? What are you, nuts?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, it excites me again.
Sure. Sure. What I'm telling you is they probably have currency on them. So you can just loot their pockets.
I know. I'm just thinking. If you double cross us, we are 8 coins, are we not?
Together, if you include me, there's only 7 of you, so that'd be 7 coins. I wouldn't turn myself into a coin. That just seems ridiculous.
Okay, so you would turn us into coins.
If you die, that's a soul gone to waste. Why wouldn't I?
Guys, I don't know what to do. Should we just kill this guy and take his machine?
Yeah, you've got a machine and coins. So really what you've been saying is we need to kill someone or knock them out, and just rob them.
He's backing up towards his machine.
Does it actually look like we wouldn't be able to all fit on his machine?
Yeah, it clearly looks like it holds maximum 2 people.
Gotcha.
You got the sporty coupe.
Yeah.
Yeah, this devil's ride, it really only is just for you and one other special someone. Riding out to see the fires broiling on the horizon. There's no sunset or sunrise here, it's just all hell.
See, I would feel better if, you know, you showed some real interest in getting out and seeking revenge on your buddies or the chips. I really thought the chips would be a little more exciting considering how long have you been down here? How have you had a salty snack?
I can hop from plane to plane myself. So like, look.
So you're not hold it. So you are down here by choice?
No. I just keep coming back. Like every time he snaps his fingers and now you're in this lush green rainforest with birds, the sound of birds chirping overhead and these large like vines coming down all around you. And you hear this voice begin to echo around you and it says, I just come here to relax and get away, and it's cooler, isn't it? It does feel cooler. There's a slight breeze cutting through. And the vines around you begin to move and wrap themselves around you.
There it is.
This fucking guy. Mm-hmm.
Look, I was trying to give you an easy way out. You take out some people who don't like me very much, and then you get your soul coins and you can go along the way. But now you're talking about taking my things, and I don't really want that to happen.
You were not very clear about taking out people that don't like you. Then that sounds like you're invested, and I trust you a little bit more.
You buried that lead in a very bad way.
You did. You're not doing yourself any
favors.
Yeah,
that's on you.
And your smile is very off-putting.
I asked you if you wanted revenge, and you were just like, against the people who left me here, no, and didn't mention anyone else.
Hey, I know these guys. I could get them to come inside for a moment, and you get them from behind. Like, we are more likely to work harder for you if you give us all information.
Yeah, if you just said, I hate those guys, and I want that machine after you get in the boat with the ferryman, we can understand that motivation.
Absolutely. Gosh, so we've wasted we've been here, 30 minutes, 5 years? I do not know.
Tower by now.
There's a loud clap and the jungle around you disappears and he's on top of his war machine. He says, well, I didn't know. Sometimes there's good people who come down here and they're like, I'm a goody-goody two-shoes. I don't want to hurt anybody or carry soul coins.
Oh, you see, we are good people, but we can kill as many people as we want in order to further our goodness.
Mm-hmm. To save the world.
I mean, we're trying to save the world here, so we kind of have to, do some stuff to make
it
happen.
Gotta break a couple eggs.
Mm-hmm. And skulls. Like you. I like you all. Come with me. Race me down the hill. And he tears off down the hill towards the war machines down at the bottom.
Oh, my God. I'm not running down this hill, you guys.
It's okay. You can ride on the back of my steed that I'm going to summon. Oh no, it's a casting time of 10 minutes.
We
don't have that kind of time.
We get to the bottom, your steed arrives.
Wait up, I'm coming.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 136, starring Amy Moore as Thea and Nighthunter, Carla Maxted as Lipsinky, Tom Laird as Flint, with Kyle Classett as Varanox and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and Art List, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. And a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Craig Zeiss, Aaron Stevens, Darylin, Perry Matey, L.A. Branton, Old School Gamer D, Nathaniel Teeter, Kayla Littlejohn, Destiny Garcia, Nicholas Cooper, and Ryan Carr. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast and receive hundreds, literal hundreds of hours of bonus content, hangouts with the cast, and a whole lot more. You have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. As, how many of you are there? Five? One, two, three, yeah. Four, five.
I don't know. Some people are playing like seven
One,
characters,
two,
Russ.
Three,
I have no
four,
idea.
Five. Yep. No, I.
Only I'm Amy this time, I think, right?
Only Amy, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else is singles. No, Grancis is there too. Son of a bitch.
I was like, don't
we
you
always
play
forget
somewhere?
About him.
I mean, that's our usual reaction yeah. when Grancis shows up somewhere. So it's nice to have you on the team,
here.
Russ.
When your penchant for chaos and destruction. Fuck off, Amy. Destruction.
With one of the Doof Warriors?
This is also what I've been picturing.
Yeah, you're talking Mad Max?
Russ doesn't know. I don't know.
What's a Doof
Warrior? What's a Doof Warrior?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is the guitar guy.
Oh, okay,
the,
yeah.
The Mad Max race.
I literally thought you were setting up what's an up dog.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were setting up like a joke.
Is that an up dog? What's up dog?
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I? Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo!
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interest?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this. Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.